The station where the news is. 600 WMT.
At Broadcast Park, we've got 79 degrees now at News Radio 600 WMT, 743, joined by Senator Charles Grassley here on the telephone. Senator, good morning. How are you today? Yep, talking to you.
How are you doing? I'm very happy to be with you. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on the program, sir. And we were talking a little bit about tractor cage just a couple of minutes ago. 500-plus pieces of gorgeous big iron that are rolling through the hills of northeastern Iowa from Waukon to Harper's Ferry and back. Have you been on one of the tractor cages either we've done or WHO, our sister station, has done?
Once WHO has theirs the regular week, mm-hmm. and it never intersects with the July 4th break that Congress has recess.
Okay.
And since we had our recess a week earlier than normal, I was able to be on one ride maybe about 10 years ago, and I would love to be on a ride again, either with my 1951 John Deere B, my 1951 John Deere A, or my 1956 John Deere 620.
Tell you what, they were saying that they were having some difficulties with switching gears on the fly in some of those northeastern Iowa hills yesterday. But all in all, I think they only had 10 tractors grabbed by the sag wagon. So they're doing fairly well this morning. Senator, the biggest news piece that's been clouding everything is the massacre in Orlando. 49 dead, 50 when you count the perpetrator of this heinous crime, and dozens injured. And many, if not most, recovering down in Orlando hospitals. Just your thoughts with regard to the situation that started out on Sunday morning.
Well, all of us have said, and you can't repeat enough, that our hearts and prayers go out to those victims, both of the dead and the wounded, and a commitment to make sure we can do everything we can to see that it doesn't happen again. And I suppose if you're counting, this is probably the fifth terrorist attack within the 50 states, meaning Chattanooga, Fort Hood, Boston, San Bernardino, and now Orlando. And our responsibility, the federal government, is to do all we can to protect people. But we can't guarantee a risk-free society. And yet we have had the FBI tell us that they've intervened, even though they didn't intervene in time, mm-hmm. that we've had probably 90 to 100 instances of where either people were going to do damage in America or they were sympathetic and aiding ISIS. But people are scared. People are anxious, rightly so, and I think that we all have to realize that radical Islamists are seeking to destroy America and kill America, and that's where we have to keep our focus and to make sure that the resources are available, both militarily for what we have to do overseas to fight radical Islamists, and then resources for our police and FBI here in the United States.
Which brings me to a question. You're chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over the FBI. And yesterday, John Comey, who's the director of the FBI, said, yeah, we've talked with this person two or three different times. He was taken off the terror watch list. He said, based on what I know now, we wouldn't have done anything differently than we had done up to this point. But there are a lot of people who are criticizing the FBI right now, saying that they had the opportunity because of what happened with him at his previous employment. He was a private security guard at a courthouse, and he had had complaints filed against him by people that were strong enough that the FBI got involved. But he somehow fell off the radar of the FBI, or even was put off the radar. Is that something that you will be taking a look at, or you think that maybe an independent counsel needs to take a look at?
Well, the answer is all of the above, but I suppose most importantly, because of there being some immigration questions, I sent a letter to the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security asking questions about the killer's family immigration and foreign travel history, any previous criminal convictions, any previous contact with the FBI watch list, and his work history with a government contractor. I suppose through Comey's interview yesterday, the contacts with the FBI is a little more public now, but maybe I can get some more detail through the letter. But we need to be looking at all the tools that our law enforcement intelligence community currently have and where they need to be strengthened. And we need to be on top of these lone wolf scenarios. Although when he, it's been reported that he was saying something along, you know, and I don't know about the Arabic words, but God is great or something in the process of his killing people, mm-hmm. and he repeated it and repeated it. We don't know of direct ISIS connections. There may be some. We'll have to wait for an answer on that. But also, we know that he must have been influenced to a great extent by that sort of radical Islamist ideology that we that not enough political leaders, and particularly the president and Hillary Clinton, don't talk about. We're going to have a briefing on Wednesday with Comey and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Johnson. So maybe when we talk, well, you'll have to interview. We only talk on this program maybe mm-hmm. about once a month. But if you right. want, if you want to interview me after we get done with that briefing, I'd be glad to talk to you.
Definitely. Wednesday of this week, meaning tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. We will set something up with your staff. Senator Charles Grassley, thanks for joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. Hope that you have a good day, sir.
Thank you very much.